Former Stiff stablemates Nick Lowe with I Love the Sound of Breaking Glass on the theme in Elvis Costello from the Armed Forces album and Oliver's Army. At 30 minutes past 8, the Full English Breakfast Show, a driver caused their car to explode when they lit a cigarette after using too much air freshener. North Wales police said people reported hearing a loud bang when the car exploded near the central retail park in Wrexham, and nobody was injured in the blast, but the Audi was completely destroyed. What a waste of an Audi. Inspector Luke Hughes said the accident was caused by the excessive use of an air freshener in the confined space of a vehicle. He said the driver then lit a cigarette, and ignited the butane propellant in the air. At least it smelled nice. Have you ever done anything silly like that in a car? Oh, don't tell me.
No.
You got your tyres sorted out?
I did, yes. It wasn't William. He wasn't there.
William, it was really nothing.
It wasn't him. No, Paul, it was another guy. He was a very nice man, and he did it all for me. And I gave him 10
How
euros.
How much? You gave him 10 euros?
Well, that's all I had on me.
Good, yeah?
Well, he said, oh, that's very generous of you, but it was all I had on me. So.
What did he do? Just inflate the tyres?
Yeah, we got a bit confused because he said, you told me that there's a picture on the door. I didn't even know that.
There's a sticker on the inside of the door.
Oh, mine's a whole picture. You've got two people sitting in the car, four people.
Oh, yeah.
So it gets a bit confusing. And he said, should we do with two people in the car or four people in the car? And I said, at the moment, there's nobody in the car.
It depends on the tyre spec as well, whether it's 17, 18 or 19-inch.
Well, he was very sweet, only he has put 2.9. It's supposed to be 2.8.
That sounds rather high.
I did think that driving in this morning. I might have to go back and get him to put it down. Well, he did show me how to do it, so I should be able to do it on my own.
Has the light gone out then?
The light's gone out. They've said it's
excellent.
All okay. Yes.
The lights are out. Well, that's a relief, isn't it?
I won't tell you what happened afterwards.
No, don't.
It's too embarrassing.
What? I'll go on then.
No.
No?
Save it for later.
It's Thursday morning pop quiz.
Okay, all you have to do is bear in mind the theme for Feel Good Friday, because that's going to help you. Okay?
Shine and reflect.
Yes. This song reached number one in the UK for 2 weeks in December 1986. The lead singer of the group was, to put it lightly, a bit of a heartthrob. The song is about the power of television and the way television presents life.
Aha, the sun always shines on TV.
Yes, and did you know that the group were inspired to write the song while watching English television on a rainy day? And the guy announcing the programme says it's a rainy day, but as always, the sun always shines on television.
I didn't know that.
There you go. Question number two. In the UK, this is regarded as a death song, supposedly because of an incident, which happened in the mid-1960s concerning Ronnie Cray. The story goes that the legendary London gangster, armed, strolled into the Blind Beggar pub in London's East End to shoot and kill rival gangster George Cornell. The song was playing on the jukebox at the time, and a stray bullet hit the machine, forcing the record to repeat the line. I'm not going to tell you the line, because if I tell you the line, it's going to give the song away. But the song was originally released as a single, credited to Frankie Valli as a solo artist in 1965, but was more successful when recorded by the Walker Brothers in 1966.
Sun ain't going to shine anymore.
Yes. And that was the line that apparently went on repeatedly as Cornell lay dying just a few feet away.
Oh, dear.
There you go.
How macabre.
Sorry?
How macabre.
Yeah, well, and finally, it gets worse.
Is that before or after he shot Jack the Hat McVitie?
I don't know. Cornell, isn't that Martin's surname? Is there any relation to Martin?
Well, could be.
Could be, you never know.
He looks like a bit of a gangster, doesn't he?
Rob said that. And finally, hit single for a Scottish group in 1969, reaching number three, and the first line is, "The changing of sunlight to moonlight."
Can you give me anything else?
I can tell you it's a bit depressing again. This dramatic ballad from the age of Aquarius finds the singer describing a very bleak outlook on life as well as the times.
No. I'll kick myself when you tell me. Go on.
What do you like to have on your toast?
Marmite.
Begins with M, but it's not Marmite.
And Marmalade.
Yes.
Reflections of My Life.
Yes, well done. I'll give that one to you.
Okay, that's been requested for tomorrow.
Oh, has it? Well,
yeah, that's all right. We'll play it anyway. You can never have too much marmalade, really, can you? Well, actually, you can. Spread it thinly. Otherwise, it ruins the taste. I didn't know they were Scottish. My granny was from Aberdeen. Did I ever tell you that?
Riviera Radio. Business.
Morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Very good, thank you.
Now, look, we haven't got much time today, so no frivolous conversations about Peshawar man's nouns, please.
You really went off key yesterday on that, didn't you?
Well, Colin's really actually sent a recipe in for you to follow at home.
Okay, for a Peshawari naan?
Yeah, but I told him that the nearest you'd ever got to an oven was the bakery department at Waitrose. So.
This may be true.
Okay, markets, pretty good day yesterday. The coronavirus relief package has cleared Congress, so it's all looking up.
Yeah, some nice things yesterday helping to boost market sentiment. That included a lower than expected inflation print in the United States, a positive government bond auction, $38 billion of 10-year notes sold at a yield of 1.52%. But as you say, mainly it was the congressional approval for Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion relief bill that helped calm market nerves over rising bond yields and encourage investors that the stimulus-fueled recovery in the United States will be robust. The yield on 10-year Treasury fell back towards 1.5%. This is US CPI rose 1.7% in February year-on-year, but core inflation, which strips out volatile food and fuel component, fell 0.1% month-on-month to 1.3% year-on-year. Term the stimulus package, well, we know it pretty well by now. Most Americans will receive direct payments of $1,400, something I know you're very keen on. Extends unemployment benefits into September, money for state and local governments, funds to reopen schools and ramp up testing and vaccination programs. Should note, legislation passed without a single Republican vote in the House or Senate, so it does call into question future bipartisan cooperation, but it's certainly bigger than most economists thought would get approved, as such they've been revising their growth forecast accordingly. In terms of equity market performance, Stoxx 600 in Europe rose for a third straight day. It was up 0.4%, just 3% off its pre-pandemic high of February 2020. S&P 500 was up 0.6%, flat performance for the Nasdaq. The dollar weakened yesterday, and we're looking at a stronger start on the European bourses this morning. Tony Corn FTSE up 14 points. DAX over in Frankfurt up 39 points. CAC 40 in Paris up 17 points.
I do like onion barges, by the way, in response to the question you asked me yesterday, I didn't have time to answer.
Thing with onion barges, again, it's another one that you can't cook at home. Am I right?
Well, I don't know, but Damien from Riviera Crew Food delivered me the most delicious onion barge I've ever eaten last week. Yeah, it was better than the Khyber and Croydon in the 1980s.
Khyber and Croydon. Lovely. That's good, isn't it?
Don't knock the Khyber.
I like the mini barges. I don't like it when it's a massive piece of thing. You've got mini onion barges that are nice.
The big ones are better.
I don't think so. They get a bit sort of...
Anyway, Damon's delivering a prawn cocktail for Sarah today.
It's really taking everyone back to the 1980s.
She's had a good year. She could afford it, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. Obviously not prawns imported from the UK for obvious reasons. But so the European Central Bank, all eyes on them today.
Yeah, expected to keep rates on hold at minus 0.5% and the pandemic emergency purchase program at 1.85 trillion euros, although it could be a possibility of change there. Markets, I think, mostly will be looking for comments on recent rate rises and the possible impact on the economic recovery in the region. We know in sympathy with US rates, European rates have also increased. If you look at German Bund yields, for example, they've risen from minus 0.55% to minus 0.3%. Which is a move from a very low base, it has to be said, and only marginal, but some European Central Bank members have raised concerns about that. Of course, an unwarranted continuation of the rate surge would risk a tightening of financial conditions. European Central Bank continued to promise further action. They could upsize its bond purchases, which would help to put a cap on European yields. Watch out also for the projections coming through from the European Central Bank, particularly around inflation. May update its inflation forecast to 1.5% for this year. Remember, that would still be below the target level. May also highlight the expected recovery in the second half of the year.
Any chance of them giving us 1,400 euros each?
I don't think it's going to happen, to be honest with you.
What a shame. And the three stripes who are out.
Adidas, very good. German sportswear maker predicting a strong rebound in sales this year, driven by robust demand from China, but also across Asia and the rest of Latin America. Although profits, they said, would be impacted by its divestment of the Reebok brand. Fourth quarter sales rose 1%, but operating profits slipped to 225 million euros. In terms of the outlook, positive. They said 95% of its stores have reopened after the coronavirus lockdowns. They expect sales to increase at mid to high teens rate. Growth of 30% now expected for China. They said they will take a 250 million euro hit as they set up Reebok as a standalone company, and then they'll look to spin it off or sell it off. Somewhat of an underperforming brand, it has to be said, hasn't provided They wanted Reebok really to compete with Nike in the United States, and never really has been able to do that. Reebok was very much seen as a fitness brand and hasn't really been able to compete. And other brands have moved into that space, likes of Under Armour, for example. Puma are very good on the athletic wear, you know, this leisure wear that people sort of adopted. And Reebok seem to have been left somewhere in the past.
Yeah, I couldn't get into Reebok, I'm afraid. Huh?
No. I had Reebok Pump. You know those shoes when I was a kid? I had those Reebok Pump.
And nobody else
used to pump up your trainers. They were good shoes.
Pump up your trainers? I thought it was pump up the volume.
Pump up the volume.
Right. I was actually sporting my Adidas tracky bottoms yesterday afternoon while I was mooching about. You know?
I can imagine. You really let yourself go, don't you? Tracky bottoms, Adidas. What is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Slightly better than those, what are those trousers that
don't
you
start that again.
See-through
you know, Adidas tracky bottoms are ideal attire for us eating onion barges in. Foreign exchanges, please.
I can imagine what state you're in by 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Pound against the dollar coming in at 139.5. Euro dollar coming in at 119. Going to get 1 euro 16.5 cents for your British pound this morning.
Well, thanks a lot for wasting our time talking about curry today.
Well, it's you that led the show, as always.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Have a good day.
Hank Potson Barclays.
On FM and DAB Plus across the Côte d'Azur, on your phone and worldwide online. This is Riviera Radio with the latest local news for the south of France.
Sarah Lyce has the top stories across the Riviera.
Following the announcement by the French government on Wednesday that the Outre-Mer team is to return to lockdown this weekend as an extension in the measure put in place 2 weeks ago in the fight against COVID, the mayor of Nice, Chris Nistrosi, has called for the arrival of the Paris-Nice cycling race to be modified. While government spokesman Gabriel Attal announced that the situation will be reviewed next week to be able to consider lifting the measure, the mayor, however, who had previously aired his opposition to a third weekend lockdown, has called for outings for physical activity to be extended from 1 hour to three, an acceleration of the vaccination in the region, as well as a modification to the arrival of the Paris-Nice cycling race, which was due to be take place on the Promenade des Anglais. Meanwhile, the mayor of Antibes, Jean Leonetti, has said that he's disappointed by the decision, adding that while he's not surprised, he considers that the measure is a political one, adding that the government asks for our opinion and then refuses to listen. For Leonetti, to fight the epidemic, it's necessary to continue to massively vaccinate and carry out tests, avoiding having to use measures of the Middle Ages, such as partial or total lockdown. The latest figures for COVID in France have shown that the number of patients in intensive care has started to stabilise. 3,918 patients are currently in intensive care. As reported over the last few days, the figure is at its highest since mid-November. 24,969 patients are currently hospitalised across France, and there were 266 additional deaths in the last 24 hours. That's according to data from Public Health France published on Wednesday. Just over 4 million French people have received at least one dose of the vaccine to date, and 2 million people are completely vaccinated. And that's to say that they've been given both doses. A press conference in the presence of France's Minister of Health, Olivier Véran, is to take place today, Thursday the 11th of March. And in Monaco, 14 new cases of COVID were identified on Wednesday, bringing the total number of residents affected since the start of the pandemic to 2,062. 36 people are currently hospitalised and 73 are being followed by the Home Monitoring Centre. And according to an English study published on Wednesday in the medical journal the BMJ, which confirms initial observations made at the end of January, the British COVID variant is not only more contagious, but also 64% more deadly than the classic coronavirus. Several studies have shown that the vaccines remain effective against the British variant. On the other hand, other variants, such as those first detected in South Africa and Brazil, could pose more problems. In addition, the prospect of the emergence of a new vaccine-resistant variant worries scientists. In other news, a new poll, Opinion en Direct, carried out by the eLab Institute and published this morning, which wanted to assess the perception that the French have of Marine Le Pen, leader of the National Rally in France, has shown that nearly one in two French people believe that a victory in 2022 is possible. And 36% of voters say that they could probably vote in favour of it, with 17% of French saying it's quite probable. The odds of a victory for Marine Le Pen in the presidential election are rising among the population. 48% of French, that's up 7 points in 6 months, see it as probable, and 5% as certain. The poll reveals that the French give Marine Le Pen the advantage over the current government in three areas: immigration, security, and discrimination and violence against women. John Kerry has visited Paris as part of a trip to relaunch the US commitment in the fight against climate change. Kerry said at a news conference in Paris with French Finance Minister Bruno Le Maire that developed countries, which emit the majority of the world's greenhouse gases, have every capacity to meet the challenge posed by climate change. His visit comes in the wake of US President Joe Biden's decision to rejoin the global effort to curb climate change. Finance Minister Le Maire said France was very happy about the US's decision, telling reporters that climate issues are the main challenge of our generation as well as future generations. The 2015 Paris Climate Change Agreement commits countries to put forward plans for reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Météo France has placed the north of France and the Pas-de-Calais on an orange weather alert due to strong winds forecast today. Gusts are expected to reach up to 110 kilometres an hour inland, with the difficult conditions expected to continue until Saturday. A debate is currently underway until April the 15th to decide on the new high-speed rail line in the Provence-Alpes-Côte d'Azur, with those in favour doing everything possible to prevent the project from going off the rails. The project of a high-speed rail link between Marseille and Nice has been subject to 30 years of debates, as well as studies, and four projects have already failed to see the light. It started in the 90s when LGV Méditerranée put forward a proposition to the town council of Le Mouy in the Var. The saturation of the historic line, which dates back to 1860, is a reality, and the public debate so far considers that it's necessary. However, the ongoing problem would appear to be the question as to which towns the line would pass through. Finally, two artists who had to flee Iran and Syria have exhibited artwork related to their experience in a gallery in Nice. The Depardieu Gallery in Nice has put on the exhibition entitled Shadows of Men, which looks at work from the two artists who were threatened with death in their country, one for homosexuality and the other because of war. Two Destinies and Two Visions. The exhibition is on until April the 3rd at the Depardieu Gallery, open from Monday to Saturday from 2:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. and admission is free.
Riviera Radio, Sports News.
Football, Liverpool are through to the last stage of the Champions League, but Barcelona are out. Here's more from BBC Sports.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
Hello, I'm Paul Serres at the BBC Sports Centre. Liverpool beat RB Leipzig 2-0 on the night thanks to goals from Sadio Mane and Mohamed Salah, and 4-0 on aggregate to progress into the quarter-finals of the Champions League. The former Reds defender Stephen Warnock co-commentated on the game for the BBC.
A good professional performance from Liverpool. I think Jurgen Klopp will be delighted that the effect that his forward three had on it. The big plus tonight, though, is the position of Fabinho, centre midfield. Big performance from him tonight. Allowed the forward players to push on, allowed the midfielders to make forward runs, and brought a nice balance to this Liverpool team.
Manchester City bounced back from their derby defeat at the weekend in style, beating Southampton 5-2 in the evening's only Premier League match. Kevin De Bruyne and Riyad Mahrez both scored twice as City established a 14-point lead at the top of the Premier League table. The Manchester City manager Pep Guardiola was impressed with Southampton, particularly in the early stages of the match.
The first 15, 20 minutes, we faced the best team we ever faced this season. The way they play was remarkable, incredible, good. What they do, I'm really impressed, so good. And and yeah, and after today, won the quality of the players that we have. That was the difference today.
Saints boss Ralf Hasenhüttl said the league leaders had just too much quality for his side.
This is world class. I mean, what they do when they win the ball is fantastic. And but I must say, I think we did what we can do today, and I think we wanted to be a strong opponent, and I think we have been.
And for more football news from the BBC, go to bbc.com/football.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
Well, that's put a smile on Sarah's face this
morning. It certainly has, yes.
Barcelona went out, so BBC didn't mention that. They drew 1-1 on the night against Paris Saint-Germain, but lose 5-2 on an aggregate. But so have a look at Lionel Messi's goal. You seen
Will
that?
Will do. No, I haven't.
YouTube. Messi against PSG is an absolute thunderbolt. A round of 16 ties in the Europa League are being played tonight with Manchester United against AC Milan, Arsenal away against Olympiacos and Spurs at home to Dinamo Zagreb. The new Scottish champions Rangers visit Slavia Prague. In the English Championship, promotion chasing Brentford's form continues to falter as they were held to a goalless draw by Derby. Formula One, Ferrari have unveiled their car for the 2021 season, hoping to close the gap at the top of the field after a disappointing 2020. Team boss Mattia Binotto says that Ferrari can't afford another bad season after they put in their worst performance in 40 years in 2020. The team's been working to improve the car's speed on the straight, which severely hampered their chances last season, and have looked for extra performance from the rear. The rear bodywork on the new car is noticeably narrower and cut away more deeply in a quest to get better airflow to the rear of the vehicle and provide greater and more efficient aerodynamic downforce. Pre-season testing starts in Bahrain tomorrow. Golf, the so-called fifth major, the Players' Championship, starts in Sawgrass, Florida today, with the PGA Tour throwing a curved ball to big-hitting Bryson DeChambeau. Now, the US Open champion had been talking about hitting the ball to the left of the water onto the ninth fairway en route to the 18th, rather than following the natural path of the hole. The PGA Tour has outlawed the idea, saying it would put the safety of spectators at risk. The shot has already been hit by the teenager Jeevan Suhota at the 2020 Junior Players' Championship, though the PGA Tour says it's now out of bounds. Back to the drawing board then, Bryson. And in tennis, Roger Federer has won his first competitive match since return from a 14-month layoff with victory over Dan Evans in the second round of the Qatar Open. The 39-year-old won 7-6, 2-6, 7-5 to reach the quarterfinals. He said it was good to be back, but he did feel tired afterwards. Not surprised.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Accelerate Marine.
For coastal areas up to 20 miles offshore, the Al Maritim in the VAR, the general situation is high pressure 1,022 millibars over the region and a depression 1,012 millibars over the southern Alps. Winds are west-southwesterly, force 4 to 6, west of Gurup, variable force 1 to 3, east of the Cap d'Antibes. The sea is moderate, west of Gurup, calm east of the Cap, visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Saint-Jean-Cap-Ferrat, 1,019 millibars. And the outlook for Friday, partially cloudy, force 6 to 7 southwesterly winds, moderate to rough seas, and good visibility. For North Corsica, winds are southwesterly, force 4 to 6. The sea is moderate, visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Cap Corse, 1,020 millibars. And the outlook for Friday, partially cloudy, force 4 to 6 southwesterly winds, moderate seas, and good visibility.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Accelerate Marine. Give your yacht a new lease of life with an upgrade, repair, or refit from our expert team. RefitMyYacht.com.
Riviera Radio. Weather.
Mainly fine today with moderate southwesterly winds across the VAR. Top temperatures 16 to 18 degrees. Overnight lows 11 to 13 degrees with partially cloudy skies. Friday and the start of the weekend, mainly fine, highs of 16 to 18 degrees. Finally.
Keeping your eyes on the road or the person sitting next in the car next to you. Have you ever been attracted to a fellow motorist while sitting at the traffic lights?
Beg your pardon?
A Car-O-Mat, it's called. It's a Car-O-Mat app. It allows motorists to hook up using their number plates. In just one click, the app allows you to find the person, given, of course, that they too are subscribed to the app. It works for all vehicles, from motorbikes to lorries, and also pedestrians who spot someone driving. The app, created in the south of France in 2000, 2019. It counts several hundred thousand users and is the first to offer this service in three languages, French, English and Spanish. How does it work? It allows the user to make contact each day using three free credits, which are made available to the user, allowing them to contact three other users.
Creepy,
and,
isn't it?
Yeah, but the app, it doesn't only help to find love, but can also be useful for finding a person, of course, in the event of an accident, and selling vehicles.
Yes.
I'd like to see you.
What?
Everyone's just going to be looking at, you're supposed to not be, you know, distracted when you're at the wheel.
I look straight. I don't look around.
You don't.
At the
you don't.
Lights.
You never see an attractive person in another vehicle.
Well, I'm not saying I never see.
I'm not saying I never see
an attractive person in another vehicle, but I don't deliberately look for them. I might just see somebody passing by and think, oh, she's quite good looking. But
you're telling me you haven't been winked at or smiled at whilst waiting for the lights to change?
Not recently. I must be doing something wrong.
We'll get you signed up.
I have enough trouble just keeping focused on the road these days. You're up to date. The news is on the website, rivieraradio.nc. Shine and Reflect is the theme for Feel Good Friday tomorrow. Lots of people have gone for Shine on You Crazy Diamond by Pink Floyd, which I do have to remind you comes in two parts and they're both about 14 minutes long. So we'll probably have one of them, OK, after the 9 o'clock news as part of the three in a row tomorrow. Steve wants that, so does Jan, and so does Rob. Winita would like Sting, Fields of Gold. Sam says James, She's a Star. Alex says The Stones, Shine a Light. And Brett says The Sun Always Shines on TV. And then he changed his mind to Aswad and Shine. Come on, Brett, make your mind up.
And Jeff has asked for Shiny Happy People.